So loud. Okay, now I know what people hear when they listen. Oh, when they call me. Okay, so I'm inspired, and this is good. This is so good. Yeah, that's fun. It's good because listen, I have been fucking, I don't know, trying to figure out this situation, trying to figure out where I belong in this, trying to figure out where I want to belong in this. And I'm just, when I say it is not in my soul, it is not in my being to fucking be cold calling and doing all these non-personal things. It's so funny because I think back to my childhood and my life and how I would, excuse me, numerize the people that I knew, numerize the people that I met, and kind of like, just kind of take inventory of the people that I know. And I've always been obsessed with that. I've always just knew the power I've always known. I've always known the power of just connection and things like that, but I never knew how to implement it. I did not know. Like when I tell you this real estate thing has been a cracking of a code within my fucking like within my being, like these are lessons that I needed about people, and I actually needed these lessons about people as soon as I possibly could have. And I'm talking maybe like 13, 14, 15, like ASAP. Like these lessons would have been great, but it took until this time, till 30, to learn this shit because I've been working for myself. So anywho, I learned that a lot of the things that I naturally do, am, and are just tactics that one keeps me in control, two keeps me in front of people, three keeps me on the good side of people while I am just very certainly platonic when it comes to people. I don't connect with people because I don't share myself with them. I don't share my stories. I don't share my side, and I literally just show up and listen to them. And that's pretty much it. And I find that because of that, it doesn't create a bonding or just a long-lasting relationship. Because when you're only serving, you won't get anything. Because how fun is that? That's not fun. Like, think about it. Like, when I hang out with Jessica, she gives me everything I want. Like, she acts like I'm the world, right? She acts like I'm the world, wants me to lead every part of the conversation, all that stuff. By the end, I'm drained. I don't care anymore. Like, I don't want to be there because she made me lead the whole thing, and her experience wasn't one that stood out to me or was anything that I'm going to look forward to doing again. So, in that, I just learned that I need to bring some shit to the table, okay? And I'm not just bringing shit to the table. I'm bringing the table. I'm bringing the experiences. I'm bringing the light. I'm bringing the plan. I'm bringing everything. I must, because I'm a type of person. I like to say that I'm free flowing and just like to jump in. I like things the way that I like them. And people tend to be open to experiences just much more. Like, what is that? Agreeableness. People have just much higher agreeableness than me. And if I can bring value to people by bringing experiences, bringing events, bringing motivation and things like that, while also staying constant within myself, then that's really the stance that I would just much rather cling on to. Because at the end of the day, I would just really like to have that kind of situation set up. For instance, food. Always having food, of course. Like when people are like, where do you want to eat? I need to have my go-to places. I need to have a restaurant that I can absolutely eat at in every single neighborhood. I need to know like all the small businesses and even the owners. I think the process of separating from my ego, that has been one that's proving to be one of the most important things because I would be like, oh, I'm not going to talk to that owner because they're going to think that I blah, 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 and I'm not the type of, who gives a fuck? You're not the type of whatever. No one fucking knows you here. Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, you're a completely just blank slate and you could be literally anything and anyone in this moment right now. You don't have to be Melanie Smith. You don't have to be everything that is everything. But at the very end of the day, still, we just rather stay true to ourselves and not do things that just doesn't align with us, not do things that don't make sense, not do things that we just really wouldn't do in the first place unless put in the position to do so. And I will say that I trust myself enough to not put myself in situations I don't want to be because, hello, I have a lifetime of rejecting, rejecting any and everything that does not bring me light. Go me. That's my fucking strength. So, anywho. With that said, so I'm inspired, and we're in the day and age of motivation, social media, all that stuff, and so I look at this stuff, and I'm like, you have a platform. Not only do you have a platform, you have multiple platforms, multiple. And so to not be using them and to not be spreading your personality, your light, your love. I mean, I went into, it was May 2017. I went into just kind of trying to figure this stuff out, and I almost got to the bottom of it. I was like, I'm finding my way. Like, enlightenment is the way, and spreading the enlightenment is the way. And I let D'Angelo's opinion of like motivation and stuff get in my way, because I'm like, I don't want to be annoyingly motivational around him. Stupid. Just really, really dumb. Really dumb. Don't do that ever. But I'm back on it. Yes, I'm the annoying motivation fuck, but that's me. That's who I am. I'm the annoying motivation fuck. That's who I have to be, 'cause that's who I am. Naturally, somebody comes to me with a problem, I literally have an answer. Or at least some way for them to think critically in order for them to arrive at the answer that they need and want. 'Cause at the end of the day, it's not my progress. I'm like moving around and cleaning while I'm talking. And now I'm out of breath. Oh my God. Okay. Anywho, so I'm inspired and I say, okay, time to spread the light, the love, the energy, the fucking positivity, the word that you used to. People were drawn to you for a reason. Like you didn't even try and people were drawn to you. I feel like a musician trying to get that first hit, like getting that one hit wonder that fucking did great. That's what I feel like I'm doing, trying to fucking get back my one hit. But the difference between then and now, and the most important thing to note about trying to get back a certain part of your life or a way of your life that you used to be, just an important thing to remember and know is that you're not going back. Like you're a new person, new light, new goals, new things. You're different. Like you're different. You don't need you don't need anything. You don't need to re-implement anything that just wasn't for you in the first place. You just need to learn. You just need to be an observer. Now, where was I going? I literally just go off on tangents in my mind and I'll start thinking of that. So I'm here to spread the light now. I'm here to spread the energy and I'm here to separate it from myself and just be a messenger because that's what I want to be, is a messenger, and that's what I've always been. As far as like not posting or being like, oh, I don't want to be the type of person that puts out the tech, just fucking do it, man. Who gives a fuck? Because honestly and truly, like hiding and not posting and not sharing is exactly what keeps you in the dark, keeps you in the light, keeps you forgotten, all that stuff. So it just doesn't mean anything to be, to be just big or invisible, you know? And I have the personality, I have the, I'm everything. I'm charismatic, I'm helpful, I'm empathetic, I have the words, I'm logical, I'm the perfect combination of everything that is this. And I'm so stoked about it, but it's just been such a stuck in the fucking planning situation, and I can't do that anymore. Like, I can't do the stuck in the planning situation. So, we're gonna spread this shit. We're gonna spread it. I wanted to wait, but I need to build my business on something that I feel comfortable with, something that's me, something that is whole, something that is everything. So I'm gonna just start the wave of real estate influencers. And I know that I'm not the first. I know that. I literally got this idea from somebody in our office. He said that and it just clicked in my head and I was like, are you serious? Becoming a real estate, becoming a real estate influencer, I could end up on fucking HGTV. I could end up on a TV show. I mean, the options are unlimited, and I keep sitting here like, they need to have more black people on there. They need to have more whatever. Why not me? Why not me? I can step into any space, make it mine, dominate, and also make it great at the same time. That's what I do. I see systems and I fix them and I implement them and I make them better and I fucking put it back out. That's me. Like, I need to live up to my word, live up to my name, live up to my shit, and this is what I want to do, okay? So I'm putting the word out there. MelaFit, I'm doing fitness. I was just combating it so much. I'm like, I don't want to be on Instagram. I don't want to do that. But look, man, you have something that a lot of people do not have. Okay? And it's been lost on you. And it's actually lost on you in this moment that we're standing here, but I'm bringing it now. You have something that a lot of people don't have. And a lot of people are not you. They're not you, though, try as they might, and they are succeeding in what they're doing because they're doing it at all. You want to hide and be just sought after or chased or looked up or whatever. No one's doing it. No one's doing it. You don't want to throw yourself in people's faces and force them. You must throw Melanie in their face. Throw her in their fucking face. You will not forget me. Okay? You will not forget me. And when you look at me, you will think of real estate. You'll think of fitness. You'll think of enlightenment. You'll think of love. You'll think of empowerment. You'll think of power. When you think of Melanie Smith, it's all as simple as it seems. It all is, and it's all time, and it's all happening, and it's already, and I'm ready. I don't need myself holding me back anymore, holding me from the world, because I've connected with my inner child, and I let her know that what we do in these next steps, this is what's going to make her proud. This is what's going to make everything come together for her. Relationship or not, comfort or not, little Mel, you are taken care of. Little Mel, we are making all that work you did fucking worth it. Little Mel, we are commiserating your hard work, your stress, your OCD, your want and need to be perfect, to overperform, to be the perfect person, that all comes together now. And you don't have to worry inside of me anymore that we're gonna let you down. We're not gonna fucking do that. No. You are taken care of. You have been taken care of, and it's time for mommy Mel to just take off, okay? We can't coddle you anymore. We can't give you the things that we want anymore. We can't keep ourselves from things to protect you anymore. And we don't have to either. We're safe. We're safe. When we put ourselves out to the world, we are safe. We are okay. And you don't have to be afraid. Okay? You're not going to be, well, you will be judged. You'll be judged, little Mel. You'll be judged and you won't be right all the time, little Mel. And that's okay because it's not the end of the world. That girl that's weary about answering all the right questions, about raising her hand in class and always being right, raising her hand in class and hoping to say it in the right tone, saying the right thing to people so to not offend. We are from that. We're beyond that now, little Mel. We don't need that. We didn't need that shelter anymore as an adult. And now we're shedding it, and now we're stepping forward into the light, into who we are. Because what we're not going to do is stay complacent to keep you safe, my love, because you are safe, my love. You are, okay? So as we step forward and put ourselves out, life will just excel. Life will excel. I always just thought that I wanted more, when I was doing this stuff before, I was just like, it's not fulfilling. It's not fulfilling. Nothing's fulfilling. And nothing is living up to what I want it to be. Yeah, it's cool, but it's not the best. Yeah, I'm a fucking Evigen athlete, so it doesn't fulfill me. Nothing fulfills me. Nothing. And so I have to, well, things do fulfill me, but I have to just always be doing things, always be doing things. And use Alex as my motivation, like learning things and stuff. I love it. So, anywho. Little Mel, you're taken care of. Little Mel, you're with us. You're cool. You can chill now. It's time for me to live my life now, okay? Okay. So as I step into this, I mean, I just want to be able to post wholeheartedly without worrying about myself and worrying about how it's going to look, blah, 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 because I need to do it. I just need to post. So in the future, I do hope to have like agent classes. I'm thinking like by the end of the year, I can be having these agent classes, and I'd really love to just have them full too, like the way that guy's was. I was like, oh, that's cool. What is it? Like 20 people. I have 20 people paying me $500 to coach them. To coach them. $500. What is that? 10 grand? It's ridiculous. Anyway, yeah, just put that out there. It's actually just not even part of my, it's not part of my plan. I'm not trying to be a coach. I really want to have my coach this year. I really want to have my assistant by the end of the year. That's my true goal. I'd like to be closing like a couple transactions a month. I mean, that's 50 grand a month. 50 grand, what are we looking at? Based on that $800,000 home, it's not too bad. That's if I'm the seller. That's if I'm the seller, and if we're getting, if we've capped, but still, no. That'd be if I had a 2 million home. That's with all of the shit. Okay. A $700,000 home at 3%, if I'm the seller, is $21,000 of commission. And then if I've capped, then it's 13 grand, 818. If I haven't capped, we're at 60%. That's at 11,884. So if I'm making two of those, two a month, then that's $22,000. And then you put aside about 30% of that for taxes and just give that straight to them. And then what else? Yeah. 22 grand. Put aside 30,000. Anywho, yeah, fucking face of real estate, honestly. I'm just about to be the face of real estate. And I, a black Barbie cutie. I mean, there's a couple cuties on YouTube. They're not me. And just put me out, Melanie. Come on. So we have Instagram right now. I'm going to do a 20-week prep, which is exciting. I'm going to put that into place. That alone's going to just gain me some followers, because I'm going to put a campaign into place and just start posting. While I'm posting, I also need to shove real estate down their throat. So what I'm going to do is start posting just ambiances, rooms and stuff. Just polls in my story. So I'm going to start putting polls in my story. D'Angelo and I are about to move, and so I'm going to start showing off the projects, showing off the things that we're doing in our house, like our projects that we're doing. So that's one. And then so we have a fitness prep. We have throwing in home decor ideas during fitness prep, and then we also have actual home decor going on, like actual projects of mine. And then we'll have photos of us, obviously, and just our fly ass cute ass outfits. We'll have motivational videos, just because like that's who I am and I need to have that. And then we'll also have education on the real estate process. So for instance, did you know that you can buy a house with less than 20%? That's wonderful. And I imagine after a couple months of doing this, then I can start getting some good return on customers. I mean, if I have buyers, we're in Southern California, so I have no doubt that I'll find these fucks. But if I have buyers, then on YouTube and shit, like searching, then maybe like a couple buyers a month from social media. couple sellers. I want her to sell my house. Melanie knows so much, and she's always grinding. She's always showing how she's door knocking around her listings. We love watching her hustle. She sold that property in 3 days, and she wouldn't have sold it if she didn't go door knocking, because the neighbor actually ended up bringing their buyer. And that's what we want to see in our realtor. So that's really what I'm putting out. I'm crashing because I didn't really have that big of a breakfast. I'm dying. So yeah, it's gonna be all about me. It's gonna be all about my face. It's gonna be all about my personality, motivation. I am targeting millennials. Millennials. I'm targeting people in my age group, but I'm targeting just young workers who don't know that they can buy. I'm targeting people who are on social media. So, I mean, it'd have to be our young crowd. I'm talking like 20 to 40. That's really my age range, 20 to 40. They are building their lives, okay, from every aspect, mind, physical, and financial, all three, and they come to me to remind them of it. That's who Mellestate is, okay? We have an umbrella. We have Mellestate, Mellefit, Mellemind, and you're gonna remember all of them. And I'm gonna have Zoom calls. Zoom calls and classes and stuff to teach people this stuff. I gotta sit. I've been up too long. But yeah, this is what I envision. This is something I'm excited for. I gotta start building content and start scheduling stuff. I mean, that's what we're gonna start doing. Huge thing is to start meeting people. Oh my gosh, it's time to start meeting people. We need to meet people more and more and more every single day. I need to meet people. No way around it. No way around it. I need to be meeting people, and when I meet people, I need to be figuring out how this person's gonna help me meet people. I had a great connection with those realtor or with those fucking weed girls, because they do events out the ass all the time, and I'm like, why can't I do an event? And I'm like, I can do an event. I've been doing events, and then I stopped doing events. First things first, I'm gonna put those fucking online networking things up, because like that was amazing, and there's really no reason we couldn't do it. So anyway, I'm gonna do that. I'm going to do a lot of fun, great stuff. As for right now, I have to, I have to. To start this right now, I'm going to a weirdo practicing my listing presentation and stuff. But yeah, that's what's going on. Social media, build stuff, get some video out. Good to go. Gotta go. All right, wonderful.